This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Jen Loeb grew up on a farm in rural Iowa. She loved the outdoors, spending her time fishing, camping, playing in the creek, and climbing trees. Loeb is still climbing, but now she's achieving greater heights. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
Loeb says her passion for mountain climbing began while backpacking out west with some college friends. She says in 2010, she tackled her first mountain, climbing Mount Whitney in California while volunteering with the National Park Service. Loeb had no equipment and no experience, describing her climb of the roughly 14,000-foot mountain as both fun and scary.
I wasn't really used to that at all, so I was like, oh my God, this is scary. What was I thinking when I signed up for this? This is crazy. So after that trip was over and I got back to Iowa, thinking, well, that was fun. After I was scared, I was thinking, oh, let's do it again. So the next step was, you know, at that point, I still didn't have any gear. I didn't have any training, no skills. So I was looking for, like, what do I do next? How do I get into this? So I signed up for Kilimanjaro because it's a big jump in altitude, but I don't need any kind of technical gear or, just my normal backpacking gear and some warm weather stuff. But I wanted to see if I could tolerate the altitude. So I went over to Tanzania and did Kilimanjaro.
Loeb says that experience proved she could handle high altitudes, so she decided it was time to enroll in a climbing school near Mount Rainier in Washington.
There I really just got the basics, you know, some how to use the gear. I spent hours online shopping for gear because it's really hard to get mountain climbing gear in Iowa. So I bought everything online. So I had the gear and I showed up, and now it was time to learn how to use this gear, learn how to use my ice axe and how to walk with crampons on my boots, and how to stay healthy on the side of a mountain, how to live there and travel and successfully make it to the top. Once I passed the mountain climbing school, then I was able to sign up for expeditions all over the place. And I just progressively started signing up for more and more trips. And each trip was a little bit more difficult, either higher altitude or more technically difficult. So I was learning and progressively getting better and better and better each time I went on an expedition.
Was it the challenge that drew you to keep going with this? Was it just the feeling of doing it? I mean, what was it that after you take the school, you go to that, and then you keep going? What is it that kept driving you at that point?
Yeah, it was definitely the challenge. I'm always up for a good challenge, and I enjoy just pushing myself and seeing, you know, how far I can go. It was a lot of fun. You know, it's given me an opportunity to travel the globe and get to visit different cultures, just really remote, beautiful areas of the world, you know, and you have these places that are just, you know, the food is different, they're not speaking English, you know, the religion is different, the politics are different, the culture is completely different, and it's just been an exposure to worldwide events and just these remote, beautiful locations.
What was it like that first time standing on a summit, maybe it was Kilimanjaro, maybe it was Rainier, and thinking, I just did that? I mean, what was that like?
Definitely gives you a good sense of accomplishment. And with each expedition, each mountain that I summited, it gave me more and more confidence to even, you know, take it a step up a level next time, you know, make it harder next time. And so each peak was progressively more difficult. And with each successful expedition, then it's like, okay, you know, I can do this and I can do this. So I would just, you know, take it up a notch.
How do you reach the point that you think, I'm ready for Everest, I'm ready to tackle the hurdle of all hurdles? I mean, when did you think that you were ready?
Actually, it was some mountain climbing guides that I was with on Denali that made the suggestion. It didn't ever pop into my head to do it on my own. They were watching me climb on Denali, and they suggested it. And at first I thought they were joking. Then I realized that they were serious. So that kind of, you know, I never got into mountain climbing with the idea of doing Everest. So it was really never in my head to do it. And when they suggested it, and I thought, well, if the professionals are suggesting that I'm ready to go, maybe I need to actually consider it.
And after giving it some consideration, Jen Loeb decided to try climbing Mount Everest. She devoted the next 3 years of her life to a challenge that few people in the world have completed. Tomorrow, we will hear what it was like for Loeb to scale the tallest mountain on the planet. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.